Hi there, this is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169. Or you can visit me at www.kinkyroleplay.com. And now, the conclusion of this part, Erica's Femme Day, Part 3. I must be out for a workout and golf, so be a sweet little darling, run around to your housework, Sandra announced. But as Sandra looked at her obedient, feminized mate, she noticed how very appealing he had truly become. In an unusual display of affection, she took hold of Erica boldly and crushed him in her arms, kissing him deeply. Erica shuddered, weak, confused, and yet exhilarated. Erica felt it was absolutely natural as he meekly yielded completely to Sandra's strong advance and her probing tongue. As she held and kissed him, Erica leaned forward, limp in her embrace, his breast pushing firmly against hers. He found himself bending and raising one high-heeled leg off the ground like a heroine of a 1950s romantic movie. How could such a moment for a male be both so degrading and yet so thrillingly delightful all at once? What was he becoming? At this point in time, she didn't care. When Sandra ended her kiss, she excused herself, waited for her mate's required submissive curtsy, smiled, left the house, and started her Volvo. Sandra thought she might have been a bit cavalier with Erica just now, but she was invigorated and eager to tell her girlfriends about Erica's day. Sandra swore she'd be on her guard about being so affectionate with Erica in the near future. After all, a mere male's reorientation and training must always take priority over being momentarily swayed by their increasingly enticing feminine attractiveness. Well after his curtsy, Erica stood dazed as he watched Sandra drive away. He felt torn in a thousand different directions, but remembering the party, he quickly gathered his wits. He had most assuredly better get busy finishing the preparations as Master Sandra wished for this evening's soiree. If Erica had experienced any pleasant feeling from Sandra's warm farewell, they disappeared the second he opened the package of decorations he left for him to use. Clearly, the pink and lavender ribbon, bunting, and lace he was to hang on wall fixtures and chandelier spoke of the celebration of something other than his masculinity. Further down in the box were four beautifully embroidered banners of professionally done hot pink glittering lettering on lavender satin, which Erica was to place from the center chandelier to the four corners of the main room. They read, "Happy 5th re-birthday, Erica. 5 fabulous femme years. Then, he-man hubby. Now, she-male wife. Caution, Sandra's work still in progress." Erica started to cry as he read the banners, but it was far worth when beneath the banners were a dozen and a half 16x20 and 20x24-inch posters, plus one rolled-up supersized 6x3-foot one. They were all marked up at the top then and now. Each featured split photos of Eric side by side. On the left was Eric as he was 5 years ago. Quite the macho stud and masculine clothed, engaged in improper manly endeavors. On the right was Erica, posed in various girlish attire, fulfilling an equivalently proper feminine duty or activity now relegated for males. One caption poster showed Sarah being held in Eric's once muscular arms. Then, Eric carrying Sandra across the threshold. While the other side said, "Now, Master Sandra tests Erica's threshold of pain." With a skirted, protesting Erica squirming across Sandra's knees, his skirt raised and his being spanked. Another had him in baggy, oil-stained denims, bending over the open hood of his old Mustang, entitled, "Then, Icky Eric Fixing His Car's Transmission." This was countered with Erica perfectly attired in a short-skirted maid's uniform, with flouncy petticoat in roughly the same bent-over position, taking a souffle from the oven, saying, "Now, Erica's quite prissy new male transmission is fixing Master Sanders' dinner." A third was one of his favorite pictures, showing him playing baseball, leaping and grabbing a line drive. Then, Jock Eric always thought himself quite the ball player, saving runs for his college team with a catch like this. The comparison this time was the chess and husby. Hubby, properly dressed in darling matching lingerie, Erica's pert breast plump in a black lacy bra, his vile male parts invisibly hidden between the tight she-male chastity device under his lovely panty and garter belt, His pose was one of utter embarrassment as he demurely attached his stockings to the garter belt and delicately smoothed his nylons as Sandra had taught him. Now, no more sports for Erica. The only run she wants to save are from those in her stockings. She never dares catch them on a poorly manicured or unpolished fingernail. Note, not a slightly undignified hit of ball-shaped bulge in her panties. On and on they went. However cute or clever they were, as she hung them per Sandra's instructions, each increased Erica's sense of despondency. Volumes of moist tears began to fill her eyes as once more the signs reminded him tonight's festivities were a celebration of Sandra's triumph and defeat and his defeat over his diminishing manhood. Erica tried to vent her anxiety and anger, but all she could muster was a hissy fit to stamp her high heels on the hardwood floor like a spoiled teenage brat of a girl. Erica found that when she was frustrated like this, she couldn't even express anger like a man anymore. Erica sniffled, whimpered, and pouted through the whole afternoon's labors. Still, she completed her decorative duties for the evening party perfectly, just as she had been ordered. Sandra pulled into the driver late that afternoon. She was in a great mood, having shot a 73 at golf and bested her friend by 3-7 strokes. She was cheerfully singing a song parody she had made up on the way home. I get wet when he curtsy and he cowers. I'm so hot when he's dressed daintily in lace. I could talk to my female friends for hours about the look of humiliation on his face. He's strictly a demailed shemale, and all of his future hopes are dim. Serving me, the superior female, who'll enjoy being a gal, owning a girl like him. Sandra couldn't wait. Tonight's event was going to be one great time for her and her friends, but more importantly, another milestone of female supremacist triumph in her personal relationship over her erstwhile husband. And, boy, I sure hope I get more of these scripts soon. I want to find out all about the party itself. This is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169. Give me a call sometime.